Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Sadly, across the grand old republic, many don't feel that way. Violence breaking out all over the country. We'll get to that as the broadcast unfolds. But first, a quick recap of Saturday's broadcast. We hope you had a delightful weekend full of God, family, and country, and full of protecting life, liberty, and property and simple Christian ministry. Now, as you know, we're live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. So our Saturday broadcast was wow. We had a lot of updates. Friday, we talked about Roe versus Wade breaking as it happened right in the middle of the broadcast. Roe dead. Thank the heavens for that. But we were talking to Chris Carlson, who always claims without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. Remember, the battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight, discussions of all things liberty. And we talked about on June 25th, 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down a decision interpreted as barring prayer in government schools. And, wow, the wheels have fallen off since, haven't they? We talked about 10,000 flights delayed and or canceled over the Father's Day weekend. They say due to this, pilot shortage and bad weather. You think that's all there is to it? Or do you think they've learned a trick now in the airline industry? Hey, if a flight's not profitable enough, don't deliver because you promised and you've sold seats. Just cancel it. Force everybody to pack like sardines into the next flight. Inconvenience everybody. Who cares? I don't believe it's just the pilot shortages and the weather, as they say. I think there's more that meets the eye. We talked about a massive 145-country study that shows a sharp increase of transmission and death after the introduction of the COVID-19 vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to Gateway Pundit, etc., right? So there's all kinds of trouble going on with that. Yeah. I'll do it. Thank you, sir. All right, calls coming in. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Massive 145 countries, though. Big, huge study showing, hey, you know what? There's a problem when you take the COVID vaccines. Increased transmission and increased death, the study shows. Gateway Pundit with that detail. Perhaps the most telling part of the study's results is that the countries that have recorded the fewest COVID deaths in 2020, Thailand, Vietnam, Mongolia, Taiwan, Seychelles, Cambodia, etc., those are the ones that are experiencing the largest amounts of death and injury and everything else when the vaccines have been introduced. These results, ladies and gentlemen, should encourage local policymakers to make policy decisions based on data, not narrative, based on local reality, not global mandates. We even continued and talked about Bill Gates talks about how if we do a really good job with vaccinations, healthcare services, and reproductive services, we can reduce the population by 10 to 15%. Why does he want to reduce the population, ladies and gentlemen? Are you for reducing the population? I'm not. God said, multiply and replenish the earth. That has not been rescinded, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen, for example, documents several examples of how potential mass shootings were averted by a good guy with a gun. June 17th, the World Affairs Brief has several great examples. There are many heroic stories, but they rarely make it past the mainstream press. Why? Because they don't fit the gun control narrative that the national media seems to peddle. We talked about John John Lott. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the name of his book at the same time here. John Lott wrote a book called More Guns, Less Crime, where he documents that the areas that have few gun restrictions or fewer gun restrictions, they have a lower gun crime rates. Let me say that again. John Lott wrote a book called More Guns, Less Crime, where he documents the fact that, you know what, when people have guns, there's actually less crime. Wow, we talked about the red wave a little bit. Not everybody wants you to believe the red wave is the answer. All we got to do is put the Republicans in. And I'm so glad they got rid of Roe, you know, Roe. That's wonderful. But, folks, it took over 50 years to get that done. Let's be aware of that, right? It's been unconstitutional for more than 50 years. And the courts just basically reversed this decision, saying we got to right the wrong that was committed 50 years ago. Whatever happened to all the pro-life Republicans for the last 50 years? So they eventually get something done if there's enough pressure. But they got a whole lot more to go. In fact, Biden and the Department of Justice plans to fight for pro-death. They will fight for abortion. They say they'll use every tool at our disposal. Abortion protesters, every city, every town, burn the precincts to the ground is what they're saying. Shame on all of them, ladies and gentlemen. What about the rule of law? The conservatives. This proves the point of the liberals and the conservatives, or the whatever you want to call them, the communists versus the constitutionalists. Look, when Roe versus Wade happened, was there pro-life folks killing everybody, running around destroying life, liberty, and property? I don't think so. Well, now when the tables are turned, look who's coming unhinged, going crazy. All right. Now, here's the question. Clarence Thomas, providing great leadership, in my opinion, he wants to now visit rights to contraception and same-sex marriage. What do you think? The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. That's great. Yeah, Utah's abortion ban in effect now in Utah. We talked about Roe versus Wade ends. Latter-day Saint leaders urged to protect life and preserve religious liberty. Amen. Missouri acted to ban abortions just after the Supreme Court issued its ruling. So Utah and Missouri on the same page. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on overturning Roe versus Wade. The prayers of millions have been answered. Amen. He's going to expand pro-life in his state, Ron says. Disney on the wrong side of the issue, in my humble opinion. Disney vows to pay for employee travel expenses to promote and carry out abortions. Dick's Sporting Goods, same scenario, offers to reimburse employees for abortion-related travel expenses. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup rush to fund abortion travel. Shame on all these people. Put your money elsewhere, folks. The states to outlaw abortion now that Roe versus Wade has been formally overturned. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, South Carolina. Now, pro-death states, you ready? In other words, the ones that are doubling down and promoting abortion are pro-death. New Hampshire, live free or die state. I guess unless you're a baby, then it's just the die state, isn't it? Shame on New Hampshire. New Mexico, Rhode Island, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Those are the pro-death states as Satanists claim they're entitled to abortion as a, quote, religious right. We will take steps to make sure that our members do not have to endure hindrances Yeah, so the Satanists are simply saying, hey, to murder babies is a religious right. And my response is, what about the religious right of the unborn? All right, we also talked about Salon magazine, and others are saying squirrel privilege is real. You say, what the heck is squirrel privilege, Sam? It's the idea that animals are the same as people. You see, a fly, a donkey, and a human all have the same kind of access or rights to the world, so to speak. And the human doesn't have any authority over or greater rights to privilege or anything else than a fly or a donkey does. No joke. It's crazy doctrine, but that's what the United Nations and others are starting to push in your face as they use climate as their great equalizer. What a shame that is. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Saturday, man. We covered a lot of stuff. And as we launch into the news that networks refused to use today, the narrative continues. More than 700 airline flights canceled on Sunday alone. Think about this, folks. You just cannot rely on the airline industry anymore. I hate to say this. Now, the airline industry wants to blame the FAA. Problem is, I don't really know who to blame. Do you? Right? Blame on the FAA. Well, let's take a quick pause. We'll chat about it more in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. Lowell Nelson not with us today. He's out on vacation. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sadly, the airlines are melting down. More than 700 flights canceled on Sunday, yesterday alone, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they say that it's going to ratchet up and get worse for the July 4th holiday coming up. What's that, a week from today? That's right. And it's going to be a disaster, folks. But here's the bottom line. You know, they told you because of COVID, and they, you know, furloughed all these pilots and did all these different things and shut down most of the airlines. And then they say, well, we need time to ramp back up. We don't have employees. Well, it's been months now. We still have nothing but problems. And now, rather than going ahead and fixing the problems and figuring out what's happening, all they want to do is play the blame game. Headline says delays, cancellations. Airlines and FAA trade blame over flight problems. So now it's the FAA's flight, the government, the federal, What, Aviation Administration? Is that what that stands for? Yeah. They're at fault there now. But then the FAA says, no, it's the airline's fault. And, you know, you and I can't really know whose fault it is. I think it's all their faults. But nevertheless, they're literally destroying the airline industry. Okay, it's gotten to where the delays, the cancellations, it's just getting worse. July 4th, it's not going to get any better. They said they just can't handle the increased traffic. I'll tell you what you can't handle. You can't handle the TSA trying to strip everybody down and violate all your privacy and steal all your goods and just cause havoc everywhere. I mean, we've created a disaster. They used to call it the friendly skies. It used to be delightful to fly. Everybody looked forward to it. Now it's just a disaster, right? Well, that's what's happening. You got to ask yourself, why is the FAA to blame? Right? Why are the airlines to blame? Why are, okay, it's hard to know. Airlines blame FAA. Yeah, they say primarily it's bad weather that causes the FAA to issue delays. But the FAA, air traffic control, staffing challenges. So now they don't have traffic controllers. Now what do? Now, I don't know who's at fault. But I know this. I believe this is intentional. Now, that may not be the airlines doing this. But I believe the FAA is intentionally doing this. Yeah. They want to basically shut the airline industry down. It's not environmentally friendly. Right? Devastated air travel. People expect when they buy a ticket to get where they're trying to go. Safely, right? Efficiently, reliably, and affordably. But hey, the problem is the airline industry and the FAA got millions, right? I guess they got $54 billion for the pandemic. So, I don't know where you go with this. Who's really to blame for the FAA's closure tower mess, huh? Shutting down the FAA is what we ought to do. But is that going to happen? I doubt it. So what do you and I look forward to? You know what? The battle goes back and forth between the big boys, the government, massive tax dollars going to both airlines and FAA. All of them now just playing the blame game. But the bottom line for you and I is, hey, when you get on a plane, or if you even get on the plane at all, it's all subject to the whims of government in bed with these airline industries that are fascist in nature, to say the least. Every one of them receives all kinds of subsidies from government till the cows come home, right? That's the bottom line. You and I suffer while government and fascists work it out. What a shame that is, folks. There you have it. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. More than 700 flights canceled on Sunday alone. And then see, the people that were coming back on Sunday then have to get pushed into Monday. Now they got to somehow get some kind of a place to stay or sleep on the airport floor. And then, hey, they come home on Monday. Now they probably missed another day of work. I mean, it's just disaster everywhere. All right, burn it down. Pro-choice activists plan next steps after SCOTUS overturns Roe versus Wade. CNN with that piece. So that's the deal, man. They want to just burn it down. And that's the problem in America, folks. Pro-choice activists are out of control. City after city is experiencing trouble. And, you know, the protests haven't been as bad as we thought they'd be. But understand, they're just gearing up and planning the next steps. So protests are just going to ratchet up this summer. You watch. Biden is out of control and is promoting the violence as well, as far as I can tell. They say, well, there's so much to cover here. Let me just decide where to start here. Let's keep on the abortion topic just for a second. Planned Parenthood of Utah files lawsuit against the state of Utah. So not only are they planning protests all over the country and creating carnage, violation of private property and putting people at risk and everything else, they want to burn it down. But they're filing lawsuits too. They have big money from the taxpayers now, and they're going to use that money as a weapon. Yeah, weaponized tax dollars against the people now. Planned Parenthood, which has been funded by tax dollars for decades, now turns around and uses that huge war chest of taxpayer dollars against we the people. And now the state of Utah is getting sued. Yeah, because the trigger law went into effect, right? Protests are now erupting across the United States after Supreme Court reverses Roe versus Wade. Violent protests at Arizona State University, or Arizona State Capitol, I guess. Violent protests at Arizona State Capitol. Abortion protests in Portland turned violent after court ruling. See, violence just everywhere, folks. What do we do with this? L.A. abortion protest turns violent. Protesters lob rocks and bottles at the cops. Okay, think about that. Arizona State Capitol, Portland, L.A., D.C., Philadelphia. We got it all over the country. Now, Biden then signs bipartisan gun safety bill into law. God willing, he says it's going to save a lot of lives. Fat chance on that, Joe. You know when we have more guns, there's less crime. But you don't care, do you? You want more crime because that's the way that you can basically sell your country out to your communist buddies, huh, Joe? See, that's what's going on, sadly, in America, folks. Look, are they getting a handle on these protesters that are turning violent? If you turn violent, you're not a protester anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You're a criminal. If you go ahead and throw rocks and bottles at the cops, you are a criminal and should be prosecuted. You're not a protester. Right? Think about the promise in the First Amendment. You have the right to peacefully assemble. It doesn't even say you have the right to protest, ladies and gentlemen, much less start throwing bottles and rocks or getting violent and destroying private property. Those are not in the founders' attempts to allow us to peacefully receive a redress of grievance or peacefully assemble or peacefully have our free speech. This turning violent stuff is not part of the discussion. But, of course, most folks don't know their Constitution, so they don't know that, do they? That's right. That's the sad part. All right. Roe versus Wade overturned. They say could same-sex marriage be next to be overturned? I think the answer is yes. And I would welcome that because I believe same-sex marriage is evil and wrong as well. And the federal government has no authority to mandate marriage of any kind, much less same-sex kind. Remember, a few short years before Roe versus Wade, I think we had some laws on the books that allowed, you know, interracial marriages and these kind of things. And when I look at it, I don't know what we're talking about, right? I mean, I don't even know what we're talking about. Why is the government involved in this? Because the government seems to sadly be partnering with those who have an agenda to destroy America and all that we hold dear. That's why. You say, Sam, why are you turning against the government like this? I'm not turning against anybody. I'm just telling you that Joe Biden has no authority to sign gun bills that infringe on my right to keep and bear arms into law. Joe Biden has no authority, no right whatsoever to use everything within his power, including the Justice Department, to violate the Supreme Court's decision. See, but in America, we can't even agree on what the Constitution says or doesn't say. You see, remember, everything in the Constitution is a contract with America, and it says, hey, here, government, are the limited things you're allowed to do, general government. And if it's not on the list, based on the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, is left to the people and to the states, respectively. Abortion's not in. Marriage, same sex or otherwise, not in your Constitution or any document that gives government any authority, right? In fact, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, it's still the Bill of Rights to say you can't touch it. It's not your business. So now they're violating gun rights. Are we going to allow it to continue? Or what can we, the people, do about it? There are peaceful solutions, and I'm here to talk about them on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is poised for its first sovereign default in decades, as some bondholders said they had not received overdue interest payments on Monday following a deadline a day earlier. The Kremlin said there are no grounds for Russia to default, but it's unable to send money to bondholders because of sanctions. President Biden in Germany for the G7 summit over the weekend announced that the United States will spend a great deal of money outside of the United States to help other countries. One of the projects is a vaccine development complex in Senegal, West Africa.
New industrial-scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal, when complete, will have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually.
Grandstands at a Columbia bullring collapsed and killed at least six people and injured more than 100 others on Sunday. The tragedy occurred in the central Colombian city of Espinal. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Leading Democrat women are calling on President Biden in Congress on Sunday to protect abortion rights nationwide after a U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Two Democratic progressives, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, urged Biden to use federal land as a safe haven for abortions. Global leaders are saying without more production from stronger economies, the recession will dig deep into the world's economic systems. Tim Berg reports.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent a global recession. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass says it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production.
Some countries, it's going to be very hard to do that. I think leadership from the stronger countries is very important.
He especially pointed to the production of fertilizer, since crop and food shortages in poor countries can cause global instability.
USA Radio News.
So, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, both out of control for their own reasons. Joe Biden simply acting like he's not going to obey the court's ruling, hinting at pushing violence, using the Justice Department to thumb their nose at the law in every way possible. Sadly, Joe Biden and the witches and warlocks of America are on the same page. They believe abortion should happen no matter what. But you go back to 2006 and Joe Biden said abortion was not a right. But yet now he's doubling down and using all our tax dollars to promote pro-death agenda. Sad but true. Not only that, Biden then signs bipartisan gun safety bill into law. It's not a gun safety bill at all, ladies and gentlemen. Guns don't need safety. People need safety. And the best way to keep people safe is to make sure the good guys have guns. But they're off the rails. Now, Donald Trump, the reason I mentioned him is because as far as we're hearing now publicly, he's taking credit in a great way, saying, hey, it's because I put everybody in place for Roe versus Wade to die, but it's God's win, not mine. And I agree generally with those points. However, then behind the scenes, Donald Trump's basically saying, hey, this is going to be bad. So I don't really know where Donald stands on this. I don't know if we're hearing propaganda news or what we're hearing. I just know that everything Donald Trump does seems to have a controversy to it. Seems to have we like what he does, but discussion to it. And it concerns me greatly. But now Donald Trump erupted on top Republicans. They call them Republicans in name only, the Rhino Republicans. He attacked them on Sunday, issuing a scathing statement saying, These stupid people are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to the potential greatness of our country. Now, he says this, where do these people come from? They have no idea what the MAGA movement is, and even less of an understanding of Make America First, which is necessary and even vital to save our country, says Trump. People like these are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to the potential greatness of our country. Now, the problem is, he says, where do these people come from? He says they talk, they criticize, and they complain, but they don't have the ability or talent to get anything done. They are short-sighted losers, and they will never stand with us to make America great again, he says. Wow. That's a statement by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. Now, my problem with this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, my problem with this whole thing is, you know what? The critics of Donald Trump have a lot to criticize. I think there's a lot of good Donald Trump has done. I agree with that. The pro-life is one of them. He tried at the border, got nothing done, but tried hard. But there's a lot that President Trump has accomplished with regards to trade. He put tariffs on China and tried to, you know, hold back the communist agenda some. But for the most part, a lot of what he did just simply got overturned. He didn't have broad-based support to truly put things into law the right way. And a lot of his executive orders and decisions just got overturned by Joe the second Joe got in there. Sadly, the Republican base, the Republican elected congressman and senator, didn't back Donald Trump the way they should have, or a lot more would have been accomplished. And I don't blame that on Trump. I blame that on all of them, really. But the reason that I bring this up is because the rhetoric of Donald Trump is absolutely not helpful. We're right now in a crisis mode over Roe versus Wade in that, yes, we've done the right thing. That's great. But the evil folks, the witches and warlocks, the pro-death people in bed with Joe and your government and the Justice Department, all now working together to sue states, to sue corporations, to be violent in the streets, to do all these different things. And instead of trying to calm things down, instead of saying, listen, guys, let's have cooler heads prevail. The Supreme Court's within its rights to make this ruling. Let's now look at it state by state. Let's keep a calm head. Now what you've got is the extremists are unhinged. But now you've got Donald Trump's rhetoric, in my opinion, just fueling the opposition in a very negative way. Okay, when we say to Donald Trump, you know, hey, where do these people come from? Okay, I get that we want to make America first. I get the general MAGA movement, but you know what? Even Donald Trump, you know, where does this guy come from? He comes from New York, folks. He comes from the construction industry. He's a media magnate. His life has been lived with rich people, liberals. His friends have been Bill Clinton golfing, these kind of people. Big money, trades, backroom deals to get your project off the ground and get through all the red tape. Okay, this guy's a scrappy businessman, but also a wheeler and a dealer. But his friends and his associates, this whole circumstances are not like you and I. They want to pitch that he's just the average working man, but it's not true at all. And now he goes ahead and attacks the very people that he spent time golfing with and hanging out with to build his, quote, Trump empire. Okay, and I don't mean to attack Donald, but when Donald starts to say, where do these people come from? They're idiots. They're stupid. They have no idea what, you know, they talk, they criticize, they complain, but they don't have the ability or talent to get anything done. All right, what are we getting done right now, Donald, with those kinds of statements is what I would ask. What are we accomplishing with those kind of statements? In my opinion, we're getting to the point where we won't even talk. So, you know what, I'm not for these guys talking and doing nothing, but I'd rather have them talk than out in the streets committing violence. They criticize and they complain. Well, isn't that what Donald's doing right now? Just criticizing and complaining? I don't see Donald moving the needle on much. I don't see Donald putting his money into the pro-life movement, really, do you? I know we're trying to get election fraud on the table front and center, and Donald's complained about vote fraud quite a bit. But President Trump, former President Trump, 45th President of the United States, hashtag 45, bro, whatever you want to call it, are you helping us with election fraud? Will you be at our press conference for the CSPOA? See, that's kind of what I'm talking about, is that, you know, where do these people come from? They talk, they criticize. This big rich guy just comes down the escalator, defies all odds and gets elected. Literally creates all kinds of divide in America. Doesn't move the needle on much except for a whole lot of rhetoric. He exposed the criminality of the media, but to what end? CNN's still in its place. The New York Times still in its place. The Huffington Post and all these different rags, if you will, still live and well. In fact, they made half their living because of Donald. These are the people that supposedly criticized Donald in every news report, but they criticized him just enough to get him elected, right? So on one hand, we believe that, oh man, Donald's the good guy and these guys are the bad guy, but it's almost like they have a quid pro quo, go far enough to make sure that the Hegelian dialectic is front and center for the American people, but don't go far enough to really make sure that Trump can't get elected, right? And now they talk, they criticize, well, Trump's right about that. They do, but so does he. So does our side. Look, it's the Republicans that promised that jettison the Obamacare scenario, that we wouldn't be forced to have government insurance or whatever else, and right? Donald talked about getting rid of that, and he couldn't get it done. He got rid of it, and it just got overturned by Joe. Now government health care is going to be pushed like never before. Donald came to Utah and made a big fanfare about reducing the size and scope of the Escalante Monument and the, what do they call it, bear's ears, whatever, okay? And he reduced the size, but hey, now you got Joe just reversing it all. So see, a lot of what President Trump did was great fanfare, was great rhetoric, but it didn't accomplish a lot. Now you say, Sam, Roe versus Wade makes up for it all. Well, I agree. I commend Donald Trump for that. So I'm going to praise when Donald does something good and right and support him. When he does something bad or wrong, I'm going to stand against him, not to attack him. Okay, this is not an attack radio program. But I have every right to highlight when Donald Trump pushes for pro-life, I give him absolute credit to the point where I spend my personal time creating commercials with his voice, his soundbite, to promote his efforts. I go that far, and then I air those at my expense. So I'm in when he does what's right, folks. But when he literally starts mocking people, where do these people come from? They're stupid. They're nasty. They're jealous. They're not smart. Well, he's right on. But is saying that going to help? Is that going to help you win friends and influence people, Donald? Is that going to help our side of the discussion? Or is that just going to drive liberals into a violent frenzy where they violate life, liberty, and property? What are we going to accomplish is what I'm trying to understand. And see, that's where I just kind of don't get it. I just don't see how President Trump's words right now are helpful at all. And I'm sad that they even give him a forum for these words. Now, I'm concerned about a lot of what they're doing, too. And I have the same feelings President Trump has. But at the same time, I want to talk them off the ledge of violence over Roe versus Wade. I want to have an appropriate discussion about the right to keep and bear arms. Let's talk about it more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
All right, the Homeland Security, ladies and gentlemen, is predicting weeks, if not months, of violence in the wake of Roe decision. And over the weekend, since it all came out on Friday, you know, there's been some protests, there's been some violence, there's been, but it hasn't been near as bad as we thought it would be over the weekend. And I'm grateful for that, ladies and gentlemen. But they're saying they're predicting weeks of violence. And the question becomes, are the Roe defenders, the pro-death defenders, are they just gearing up for violence? Or have we seen the rage already surge and kind of back off or whatever you want to call it? I don't know. I pray that we don't have weeks and months of violence. And this is kind of why I'm taking on Donald Trump on this. I know he has every right to say what he wants to say as well. But I want to focus on how to win friends and influence people for a minute. Look, I don't agree with the pro-death crowd any more than Donald does. In fact, I'm probably more pro-life than Donald Trump is, by far. Nevertheless, President Trump, I respectfully want to say to you, look, this rhetoric erupting on these Republicans in name only right now, acting like, where do these people come from? They're just, they have no talent, they're bogus, they're worthless. You know, stupid people, nasty, jealous. Where are we going to go with that kind of a statement? Even though a lot of it may be true. But you know what? You're kind of being nasty. You're kind of being jealous. You're right now, you're really pulling a page out of their playbook, Donald. And I only bring this up not to attack Donald Trump, but to hopefully speak out for wiser, calmer heads here. Ladies and gentlemen, what we need is a call for civility. Oh, yeah, callforcivility.com is a website I put together, huh? Yeah. We need a clarion call for civility, ladies and gentlemen, to step back the rhetoric. We don't need to goat anybody into further action. We've got enough turmoil and enough divide in America as it is. All right? And what the pro-death folks are wanting to do now is they want to fight the abortion battle by shipping abortion pills across state lines and murdering babies via chemical abortions. And they want to basically ship you an envelope across state lines that's, quote, discreet is the word they'll use, discreet mailer that can give you abortion pills and you can just murder your baby in the comfort of your own home. And they wanted to kind of do this. And that's the problem, right? That's why contraception and some of these things are up for debate right now and why Clarence Thomas is speaking out saying, hey, we got to do something about this, too, because oftentimes under family planning or under, I'm not sure what term to use, birth control or whatever, but there really becomes Plan B abortion pills, right? And that's where the battle is going. And so we need to be aware of this. All right. You know, they want to talk about how the abortion pill works. What is a medical abortion? Safe, online, delivered, how to get the abortion pill. Risk, side effects, dosage. What are abortion pills now? Widely are they used? Yeah. Anyway. That's the problem. Can abortion pills overcome U.S. state bans? See, that's what they want. They want to circumvent the overturn of Roe with abortion pills. I don't know if abortion pills can overcome state bans. because the problem is a lot of this is not settled law. It's to be further debated, right? So I want to be very, very careful when it comes to Donald Trump, when it comes to the rhetoric that we're throwing out. I think we ought to be asked these serious questions. I think we ought to be humble. I think we need to be very wise and careful about our rhetoric and our conversation right now. I stand for pro-life like nobody's business, okay? And I don't believe that we should use these abortion pills to circumvent the overturning of Roe or the pro-life stance of the Supreme Court right now. But that will be debated. And rather than calling people just stupid and ignorant and all this stuff, I think we ought to come back and use proper education. Look, a lot of times birth control pills, listen to me carefully, a lot of time birth control pills and or these, quote, abortion pills, a lot of times they both abort babies. Okay, that's the problem. Birth control pills, right, oftentimes perform an abortion, right? That's what we need to understand. And it takes a little bit of knowledge to understand how and why. Birth control pills, are they abortifacient, is what they're called. All right, you get an early silent abortion. How, you say? Oftentimes, once the egg gets fertilized, it then needs to travel and eventually hook to or connect to the uterine wall. Well, a lot of times these birth control pills, they make it impossible. Right? So the lining of the uterus normally breaks down. Right? And so when you take these birth control pills, a lot of times it denies the baby's attempt to implant in the wall of the uterus. Okay? Often women are not informed. Are not informed that the birth control pill can perform an abortion. That's the problem. Okay? It can prevent pregnancy, but it can also abort a pregnancy. Okay? They want you to say, no, birth control pills cannot cause an abortion. But they lie. Okay? Does birth control cause abortion? They say, simply put, the answer is no. It's not an abortion-inducing drug. But that's not really true. Then they want to play games with how you define pregnancy. They say pregnancy is when a fertilized egg is implanted in the wall of a person's uterus. Different methods of contraception work in different ways, but they all prevent pregnancy. Okay? That's not really true, folks. Because, again, when a fertilized egg exists, is that when a woman's pregnant? Or is she only pregnant once it connects to the uterine wall? And if we have a fertilized egg that never connects or attaches to the uterine wall, then do we have a pregnancy? See, now what we're doing is we're dividing these words. When does pregnancy begin discussion? Right? That's the problem. Right? And women aren't, as far as I know, women are not given this information. Women often are not informed that the birth control pill can cause an abortion. Yeah, by taking that fertilized egg and preventing it from attaching to the uterine wall. Birth control pills, while the main purpose of them may be to keep the sperm from fertilizing the egg, if the pill fails, it can act as an abortifacient. Right? So what you got is an egg that's fertilized. So I would say a pregnancy has occurred, but you prevent it from attaching. So the female's body will be expelled from the woman's body, even though it was a fertilized egg. So they would say, well, that's not a pregnancy, Sam. And I and the pro-life crowd would say that it most certainly is. See, that's where the debate comes. And every Birth control pill doesn't do this, but a lot of them do. And the problem is you have to read the fine print to really understand. So the debate comes how we're defining things. When does a pregnancy begin? Is it when the sperm fertilizes the egg, or is when it the sperm fertilizes the egg and it connects to the uterine wall? Well, what if it connects, but it can't stay connected because the abortifacient or the drug, the medication, the birth control? See, it becomes very complex. My point is, rather than attack people, rather than call people buffoons and stupid and you're an idiot and da-da-da, which I don't believe is helpful at all, Donald Trump, why don't we talk about how these abortion pills really work and how these, quote, birth control pills really work, so that you understand women are often not informed that the birth control pill can cause an abortion as well as prevent pregnancy. Okay? Birth control pills might have the main purpose of birth control, but they also, they also act as an abortifacient. So that's the word we need to talk about. What's an abortifacient? Since the pill thins the lining of the uterus, the fertilized egg, aka the baby, will be expelled from the woman's body, despite the fact that it's a fertilized egg. See? So now we're just going to have to debate, when does life begin? And we're back to that age-old discussion. But we have enough science on our side now, ladies and gentlemen. We have enough evidence from ultrasound. We have enough. You decide if you want to take birth control pills, women, and take the chance that you're aborting your baby, that you're killing the young that God Almighty has sent you. Remember, God Almighty is the one that issues the, in my opinion, the law. And he says, multiply and replenish the earth. Well, I believe, just like the right to keep and bear arms, that shall not be infringed. But see, the battle rages on, and we need to keep our heads. We need to not attack individuals. What we need to do is stick with the science. In my opinion, stick with the real discussions that your birth control pills may have a purpose of just preventing pregnancy in the first place. But the side effects are the reality of what we're talking about here. And we need to make sure that women have been given the information they need to truly understand and make informed decisions, because I believe many, 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 many women are making decisions based on a false premise. Yeah. All right, California is in the news, and they're very tyrannical as well. California looks to kill all dissent from approved COVID talking points, but doctors are now warning that it would spell the end of scientific integrity and medical freedom. Bob Unruh with the World Net Daily, or WND.com, has this piece. California is threatening to punish any physician who dissents from the, quote, approved medical agenda regarding COVID. That's according to a warning now from Aaron Cariety, I think is how you say the name, a former professor at the UCI School of Medicine. He's now a senior scholar at the Brownstone Institute. So now we have literally California threatening to punish any physician who doesn't carry the COVID government-approved talking points. Ladies and gentlemen, this is disastrous, if you ask my opinion. And this is why we need to stick with the science. Okay, we need to quit criticizing everyone, and we need to stick with the science here, folks. The science is God created male and female. There are two genders. The science is, ladies and gentlemen, that the prevailing agenda on COVID are lies. The science refutes their agenda. Stick with the science. Be kind but insistent on the truth. God save the Republic.